This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab that cuppa and sit down for Conversations with the Mayor. Join in now as Taran speaks with our region's leaders.
Kia ora and welcome back to Conversations with the Mayor here on Access Radio Taranaki. We're into a new season and today we have our first guest of the 2025 onwards triennial. Welcome, Max.
Thank you, Taran. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. Now, you're a few weeks into the new job. You came in on a landslide victory in early October, and you've just been sworn in on Friday.
Actually, yes. Yeah, so the few weeks was official on Friday.
Yes.
And yesterday was baptism by fire day, so it was great.
It was indeed, yes. I watched you live at
lunchtime yesterday. Did you have nothing better to do?
Always like to know what our elected officials are up to and how they're keeping our community running. But you've definitely had a busy start to your term.
I guess you could categorise it as that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's look, there's a lot going on, and yesterday was a great first day in the seat. Sort of showed me that there's a few things that we have to navigate.
And
it's going to be an interesting 3 years.
It is indeed. How have you found these first few weeks in the office?
Well, technically it's like one day. So yeah. I've only been in there just looking things over and getting a feel for what goes on. Because as a councillor, a lot of stuff that happens in the world of council that actually you're not aware of.
Yep.
And it's been a really good learning experience the last few weeks, just looking around, seeing how people operate, all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. Every single mayor I have interviewed since Robin taught me journalism back in the day, has said the exact same thing, that going from being a councillor to being a mayor was very eye-opening, and then you become like more of a parent of a group.
And one of the things that came apparent to me yesterday from that is we have a leadership team at council that what the executive leadership team is, they bring up one of the department managers to sit in the executive office for a month on a rotation basis.
Oh, do they?
And I haven't floated this idea with my councillors yet, but I probably should, and I'm sure there'll be one or two of them listening today. So I was thinking about the events that have unfolded yesterday, and I'm thinking one of the things I've discovered is the amount of time and the amount of totally different topics that come at you. There's a barrage of different things that need attention. Actually, right, everyone thinks that it needs attention right now.
Yeah, every issue is the most important
that's
issue.
That's right. Actually, that's in people's mind, that's fair, because I've witnessed that for the last 3 years with people I've been helping to get through some stuff. But I thought if I was to look at that model that the leadership team have got, I'm probably going to make an offer to all the councillors to come and sit in the office with me for a day or three or a week.
Yeah.
We'll have a discussion with them and just let them get a feel of what it actually is, what the day involves. Because one of the things I very quickly learned is I don't have time right now to deal with every email a minute that comes in.
Yeah.
And every phone call a minute that comes in. It's time management, right?
Yeah.
But that's something that I've actually had to do all my life, but this is next level time management. So to help everyone have a better understanding of everything, I think that's probably something I'm going to implement in the near future.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea, and I can see benefit from it, even in terms of growing your own wood for future leaders of Taranaki.
Right, so then when and it doesn't need to just necessarily be a one-time thing, right? Like if you did that every 6 months or you had a little rotation around and just let people who are sitting in the councillor space experience that, so that when that time comes for them and they want to put their hand up, they've got a better grasp on what's involved.
Yes, yeah. I actually think that's quite an interesting idea, because we do, the way democracy works in Aotearoa is you aren't experts in local government. You know, a lot of it is learning.
That's right. You don't know what you don't know, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a good way to learn that there is a whole lot more things that you need to learn yet.
Interesting. Cool. I look forward to hearing how that goes. I imagine that the councillors will be quite keen for that, because learning is important when you're representing and making decisions.
Yeah, and listening and learning.
That's right. So I wanted to start today's with a few fun questions. Get to know Max. because there might be some people out there who...
I hate those questions.
Well, we're going to start with one that I've asked every mayor I've interviewed.
That's fair.
Yep. What's your favourite flavour jelly bean?
Jelly bean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be red.
Red? Yeah. Ah, nice, like my son.
But they're all the same, right? They all taste of sugar.
Yeah, they do, except if you get the black one, and then it tastes like aniseed.
Yeah, no, I'm not an aniseed person.
Yeah, see, that's my favourite one.
Yeah.
And Max, what's your favourite band?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I'm very judgy about opinions and answers here.
So I have a little bit of a somewhat eclectic taste in music.
Yeah.
I would say I like a little bit of country rock, actually.
Oh, nice.
I'm a little bit of a fan of Status Quo because it's got a good bit of rhythm going on there. I believe that they're going to go in search of the fourth chord one day, but I got that album and it didn't really hit it for me.
Oh.
I quite like Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is my favourite band in the entire world. I've seen Roger Waters from Pink Floyd perform live twice.
It's good,
and he's very good. And David Gilmour singing Shakespeare as I walked down the aisle. Yeah. So, yeah, Pink Floyd's my top band of all time. So I approve of your choice there, Max.
Well, actually, I can drill down into the Floyd one.
Can you?
I think I can, because one of the greatest lines I think they ever said, and I saw something on Facebook the other night about what's your favourite line in a song, is Mama, Should I Trust the Government?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's something I've actually quoted in the chamber this last term.
Oh, have you?
On occasion, I think maybe once, maybe twice I've run that out, because quite a few of us around the country have some feelings about that some days, don't we, one way or another?
Yeah, I think all of us do. Yeah, unless you're actually like high up in central government, most of us feel that way. Yeah, interesting. I can see the video clip for that, and it's the little boy, and he's got the aeroplane, eh?
I don't have time to watch the video clips anymore. There's too much stuff in my head. It's been deleted, that one.
No, good band. Very, very, very good band. A lot of time for Pink Floyd. And when's your birthday?
No, I can't put that on there because people will be hacking my profile. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm a February baby.
You're a February baby.
Yeah,
so
I'm
that
an
must
Aquarian.
An Aquarian. Right.
Yes, well done. Because there is a crossover right there.
Yeah, there is. Aquarius starts on the 26th of January.
It worries me that you know that.
I know. It starts on the 22nd of January, and I know because my husband is an Aquarius, and he's on the 26th of January. Yeah, good star sign.
We're good people, us Aquarians.
Yeah. Air signs.
You can't argue against that, can you?
No, I can't. I'm married to an Aquarian, so I have to say that the age of Aquarius is wonderful. And heroes.
Heroes?
Yeah. People you've looked up to over your life.
Historically? From history?
Yeah.
I've read a little bit of history. I'm no great student of history, but I quite like the Roman era.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm not talking about Nero here. or Claudius, but I think Julius Caesar was someone who achieved a lot in the world, wasn't he, back in the day?
Yes.
And I look at some of the things he did. Arguably, some of them were better or worse, but he put that part of the world on the map at the time.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Yeah. Not that I'm looking to be that, you know. I'm not too sure about turning up at council on the Ides of March, but I'm, you know.
And what about when you were a kid? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't think I knew.
Yeah, I don't think many of us did.
No.
Or if you were like me, I had like five or six things in any one week that I wanted to be when I grew up.
Yeah, I've probably spent my life searching for what I wanted to be, actually, and do. Yeah. And sometimes you get on a pathway and it's hard to get off.
Yeah, it is.
Or change. I've banned the use of that word. It's hard to evolve sometimes from where you are.
Yeah, especially I think as... you become an adult and you have responsibilities with your family and paying mortgages and, you know, bills and all of that thing.
Welcome to life.
You just kind of kept going on the treadmill.
Life's not easy, is it, some days?
No, it's not. Definitely has its ups and downs, but I think you can always find something positive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always something positive. I guess it's glass half full.
Or half empty, or does it need topping up?
Well, I would classify a glass that's halfway that it's not enough.
Mm.
So let's have it filled up.
Yeah, interesting. I like that. I like that a lot. Right. And favourite place in Taranaki?
I'd have to say Onaro, because we have a place out there that we'd like to decamp to.
Oh, beautiful. A lot of time out there over summer?
It doesn't look like it this year.
No, you'll be a bit busy, won't you?
Yeah, probably.
A bit of fishing out there?
There has been, but it's never enough, because the days you can go, usually the sea's not good enough, or responsibility gets in the way. Hopefully this year we might catch a couple of fish.
What about white baiting? Are you a white baiter?
I don't have the patience to sit there with a net and watch the fish that aren't coming all day.
Oh, my dad's a white baiter, and I'm not the right person to go with him. You've got to be quiet and not scare the fish. And
I think anyone who has self-diagnosed their ADHD recognises they're not a person to go white baiting.
Yep, absolutely. And I self-diagnosed and diagnosed by a doctor. So good catch there, Max.
Well, I actually don't want to go to the doctor in case he does say it's true.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting for me, because I was only diagnosed 3 years ago when my son was two. There's times in a woman's life where it becomes harder to mask your ADHD, and one of them is after you've had a baby. And so I was diagnosed when my son was two, and I don't I have a other medical condition, which means I can't take my ADHD medication anymore. But I still feel way better than I did 3 years ago, because it's the knowledge that's really helped me. Yeah. I think for people with ADHD, you spend a lot of your life thinking, why can't I just do what all the normal people are doing? Why are things a little bit harder? Why is my brain different?
Hang on. I actually think that there's a lot more of we ADHD people. I actually think we are the normal. I think it's the other way around.
And I am beginning to realise that now. That's what I mean about the knowledge, is understanding my brain and understanding how it works and starting to see it in other people. It's unlocked something for me that has become more like a superpower than a frustration.
And you can channel it, right? You can start to channel it to get things done that you want to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I call it, when my ADHD is on fire, it's a superpower. It is. It can achieve anything.
It's been noted the last few days that my ADHD might be a superpower.
Yeah, nice.
There's been some comments made about I need to take a breath.
Yeah, I get that a lot too.
I'm not sure. I agree.
No, I don't
agree.
That's
the ADHD
either.
In me talking.
Yeah, it is. The motor always running, brain always going. You find it hard to sleep at night sometimes because you can't turn your brain off?
No, I've learnt that actually. It comes,
oh, have you?
Yeah, but the problem is sleeping through the night. And once you wake up, like lately it's been 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
That's because that's when your brain's at its peak time anyway, and you're ready to go. So actually, instead of fighting it, I now embrace it. And I'm up, and I'm going, and I'm into something, much to my wife's annoyance, because she's trying to go back to sleep.
Yes.
But that's all, we're working through that.
You'll get there maybe by the end of your 3 years.
Either that or we'll be living in separate houses.
Yeah, or separate bedrooms.
No, we're not there yet.
Not there yet. Interesting. So, Max, I wanted to ask you, I know there's a lot happening at the moment in council. A lot of that has been around deputy mayors and all of that. But there's a question I have that's at the forefront of my mind. I wanted to ask you about your response to Matt Rolkoff's editorial.
Yeah.
Because as a former political journalist, I was a little bit shocked by it, because I felt like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like it was anti-scrutiny.
My response?
Yeah, saying that journalists shouldn't scrutinise leaders. Which
I didn't mean it like that.
You didn't mean it like that?
No, because what Matt did is he categorised me by seeing that people that I'd been talking to, and he put me in that spot. So Matt never rung me.
Yeah, right.
You see? So Glenn rung me and we had a chat. So I've interacted with pretty much everybody at some stage of the campaign.
Yeah.
And I opened that office up the road. Robin was one of the few that didn't come, but, you know, Glenn came up there. But there's any number of people come through there, and not everyone agreed with me.
Yeah.
You know, so when I got categorised And I mean, I'm a centre-right. I've made no bones about that all the way through. But that doesn't mean to say I don't see the good in centre-left or left.
Oh, yeah, I think anyone worth their salt sees the good in every side,
So that's the thing, is how do you frame it? So I couldn't let that go unchallenged.
Right. Yeah. So that was the point that was. Because I saw on social media there were a number of people saying ban media from council meetings.
I didn't write that.
No, but some of it is on your pages.
But I don't block people off my page.
Okay.
They have to be pretty crass and crude before I'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because that's one of the other challenges, sorry, but there's that many comments everywhere.
I know.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Actually, or the inclination to engage with all
to
of that.
To place all of that
and stuff. And not even to police it, just to engage and read. I don't read most of it.
That's probably
healthy.
I
read some of it, but I have a couple of people that look at it and go, hey, you need to be aware of this going on.
Yeah.
And go and look at it. But right now, and last week, I've been learning stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I understand the public want to know, but we've been in there for 2 days nearly.
Yeah, two official days.
You know, so to have, look, we've had a committee structure that's been in place for quite a few years, and it's just growing. It's been like the tree of life. It's just growing and growing and growing and growing, and it's got quite cumbersome. So when you're starting, we're starting again here now, we're trying to re-look at that and go, is it still efficient in delivering what it needs to deliver?
Yeah.
And how can we merge some of these things under one umbrella or streamline them?
Yeah.
So that, because one of the things I've watched is the staff time that goes into sitting down and having
meetings.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at what the outcome of them all are, there just isn't any.
Yeah, it's a long process, I remember. So I was the political reporter for Stuff, local government, I should say, for Stuff, the whole of Andrew Judd's term, and I went to every single meeting. It was my full-time job to be the local government reporter. They don't have full-time local government reporters anymore, but I went to every single meeting for 3 years, and there were so many. They go through, one issue goes through like six various stages before it gets to the final council table, by which stage it's been looked at left, right, upside down, inside out,
fine.
And there's staff at every single one of those meetings,
so
repeating the same stuff.
One of the things I've been quite focused on the last few weeks is understanding how that occurs, but also why it occurred in the first place and how it's grown from that point to what it is today.
Mm.
And then do we need to continue doing that the same way?
Mm.
Or can we look at it and go, if we chop some of that stuff out of the middle of those rounds of meetings or the time or the number of staff, what would that look like and what would be the effect be?
Yeah.
You see.
And have you come up with a potential outcome yet?
I think we're getting close. Yeah. But it's like, I don't want to set something up for the next 3 years that actually isn't going to be right either.
Yeah.
So it's not something I want to decide and land on. We're having a workshop in a couple of weeks, the 12th, with some of the elected members around this.
Yeah.
And get some feedback on that as well.
Yeah.
But it's not a 5-minute job.
No, it's not. Not if you want to do it properly.
It deserves better attention then.
Yeah, it does. I think all I've read so far or seen or heard about the committee structure is that the access and disabled persons one is gone.
There's five. So in the form that they were in, that doesn't mean to say there won't be a vehicle or avenue or doorway to come in, bring stuff in.
Right, okay.
That's what we're working through at the moment. All right, so if you look at, the start of a triennium, which we're at, none of those committees really sat between election and Christmas time.
No.
So we've got this little short period of window of time to make sure that next year when we start, we've got a better process set up.
That's
what we're trying to do.
And did I hear on your live yesterday, because we used to have a youth working party, or a youth council, and I heard on your live yesterday you were talking about how you wanted to re-engage with youth.
Yes.
Is that looking like it might be part of a...
It will be.
It will be, okay, yep.
Don't ask me how it'll be yet, because I'm not an expert in youth.
No. It's been a while since I have been as well.
Look, that's part of the community, right? They're part of the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's some people at a councillor level that have been there before.
Yeah.
And I believe this that didn't go too well last time at the end. So I need, before we set something up, I want to make sure we've got it right. So it won't be in this first round of shuffling how we do things.
Yeah.
But probably by the middle of next year, I'm hoping we'll have something that's in place that actually will work a little bit.
Cool.
Without wasting everybody's time. Because I didn't go there to waste people's time.
No, I don't think... I don't think wasting people's time is a really good thing to do in local government, when you've got so many good things that can be achieved for our community.
You should go in local politics.
I have thought about it a few times. I struggle because I'm not a loud voice. I'm a softer voice. Yeah,
I struggle with it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah. That's what holds me back.
But I'll just... counter that sometimes people are tired of the loud voice.
Yeah, and that is true. I am. I am. I like less grandstanding and more action.
So that's why I've changed here, or I'm evolving. I've got to stop because I've said we're not talking about change. We're talking about
evolution. You banned that word.
And then here it is, pops out after 60 years. It still pops out all the time. I want to have our meetings. We're going to trial having our meetings as having a bit of a discussion format before we do the debate.
Yeah, right? Cool.
So that hopefully we have less point scoring during debate.
Yeah.
We're actually debating the idea rather than...
Yes. Yeah. I think that's quite a good idea because the standing orders for a council can be...
used.
So the guardrail
of standing orders should be you get them out when you need them, but let's act like adults and not rely on having to need them for everything.
Absolutely, because they can be a bit of a barrier for especially new people around the table. They don't understand the standing orders and someone's using them against them. They can't have their voice heard, and that's not healthy for democracy.
No, but also it helps accelerate the learning of new people.
That is true, baptism by fire.
Well, I had to go through that.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't mean to say it's the right way to do it, right?
That's not what
I want to see happen.
Yeah. So let's talk about the three deputy mayors.
Yes.
Because that has been a hot topic all over social media.
Has it?
Yeah.
Really?
You haven't seen that, Max?
I've heard about it.
You've heard about it.
Yeah, it's nearly landed.
Yeah. So you've had, because Denny's come out and written his piece about it not being legal, and you've said you've got advice and you were hoping to find out yesterday. Did you... That was, I think, the second lot of advice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So I'd had internal advice, and now it's just confirmation we've got some external advice coming out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so if it's not out today, it should be out tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Cool. Because what I was expecting to see, not to bag local media, but what I was expecting to see in a story in the newspaper this week was someone asking the local minister, the Minister of Local Government, or someone asking
he's probably got real work to do. Rather than worry about us having an argument in New Plymouth about 1, 2, or 3.
What I wanted to ask was, like you've clarified most of the points about it, you know, not costing more and splitting it with four-month terms and all of that. What I wanted to ask was, why did you pick those three?
Because they're doubling up with roles that they've been put on for chairs.
So this
is part of restructuring the responsibility package.
And
to be fair, they've been part of my campaign and they're part of my plans for the future, and we work together. And it's no different than what's gone on in the past. There's been councillors who've been elevated up to positions because they're part of that group.
Yeah.
So it's no different than what's gone on. It's no different than what'll go on in the next round.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to get a position and a role, and I don't intend to have... the council is sitting on the same, or if they're amenable to it, I should say, same. I want to rotate them around the committee structure as it increases their learnings in different areas as well.
Oh, interesting.
Because one of the things I've learned as I've grown older is that whatever we're doing tomorrow, it's not going to be the same as what we did yesterday or last week necessarily.
No, we have to be agile.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So what jumped out for me when I saw who they were is that they're all based in New Plymouth.
Yep.
I live in Waikato, and...
We won't forget about you.
You won't forget about us?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got five district-wide councillors. So I've asked them all that when we go to the community board swearing in, that we all turn up at that day, and we welcome the new community board members formally at those events. And you should have some fairly good, strong community board voices, and you've got 5 district-wide councillors that represent the district. Well, that's actually a big job, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. At large is a big job.
It is a big job because I was one of those, and now I'm responsible district-wide for everybody.
Yeah, so right.
I understand how big that job is because whilst I didn't get out to Ocado the last term, I think you had a very good community board.
We had a phenomenal community board out there. Graham Chard
was. He did an awesome job.
Really rate his mahi.
So with that district-wide thing, it is a lot of, forget about responsibility for a minute, okay, that's different than workload.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've looked at where everybody sits in the council and where their knowledge, hopefully I've got that right, and their skills are.
Yeah.
And I've tried to put them into different roles where either they're knowledgeable or have some skills that they've done in the world in that space.
Yeah.
But I've also tried to put some in there that might want to develop in those spaces.
Right, okay.
And then if you look at the makeup of the district-wide, I'm not going to tell them what they have to do because actually we're all independent contractors. But the best outcomes happen when you're out engaging with your community. And it's not always necessarily at a community board meeting. You get phone calls from people that need some help with something. So one of the committees that we're putting in is the Public Engagement Committee.
Ah.
Probably sounds a bit random.
No, actually.
Right. So that'll be basically a hearings committee for people that've got some issues or want some help with something or want to bring something forward to council. And it's driven from outside council rather than inside council.
Right.
Okay. So this is why we're not in a rush to get this locked down and finalised, because actually there's quite a new model coming out. And I might be hiding my excitement well, but I am quite excited about it. Because what I've witnessed is from outside of council, it's very hard to get something through the front door.
Yes, it is. And I think that leads to disillusionment with local government. We have in the last, 15 years never gone above 45%, above 50% voter turnout. People don't feel like they can engage well with local councils.
So counter to that, if I'm successful and this model works well, people won't feel a need to engage with local government. It might go worse. If it's doing such a good job that community discontent has gone away, what do you think will happen at the voting time? It should go down.
I'd like to think it would go up because they feel like they have more stake in what's happening. Because I hear a lot from people, like especially people my age or younger, is that why would I vote anyway? They don't listen to me. They don't care. And I hear that a lot. So I feel like if there is a public engagement committee. And people do feel like they're being engaged with and they do have a place to talk, I feel like that might actually increase voter turnout.
It might do, but I like to look at things from that side of the equation and go over there and say, what's the counterbalance view? What might be?
Because I think the best thing is for voter turnout to be as high as possible, is then you have as many voices engaged in local democracy as possible.
The danger is if you're doing it that well, nobody cares because you're doing a good job.
Yeah, and historically, you're right. Historically, that is how it goes. We tend to have a higher voter turnout when there's an issue or two that people are ticked off about. I would like to think that as a race, humans can engage in something that is good as well as not just when it's something
negative. I
think
we do, but sometimes it takes that long to get to that. We get disengaged from it. We get disheartened from it. And it all just seems like, well, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hear that a lot from people. So when do you expect to release what the committees are?
It will be going to our meeting on the 20th of November. It'll be a public available agenda a bit before that. One of the things that frustrated most of us the last couple of years is we got the agendas as councillors very few days before the meeting.
It never used to be like that, by the way.
And it's not going to be like that anymore.
Good, good. Because Back when I was at staff, I'd often have the meeting agendas a week in advance at least, and then I noticed it became this statutory, what is it, 48 hours before a meeting I don't think that's very transparent.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult, right?
So, it is.
So when I look at how the meeting structure was running, and this is part of the bigger picture as well, is a six-weekly cycle. It was quite rigid, and it always changed. So we're trying to establish it so that it's the same set week and day each month.
Ah, interesting.
For the regular council meeting. And we're going to go to a monthly, if it goes through, if everyone votes for it, monthly cycle rather than a four-week or a six-week.
That's clever.
And then everybody knows it's that day.
Yeah.
And then the public engagement one, I've posed the theory that we do it every month on demand.
Yeah.
And it'll one month it'll be in the afternoon, and the next month it'll be in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So people have got different access times that they can come along.
That's a really good idea.
Because unless it's super urgent, I think public engagement is something that they can probably tailor the month to suit their workload, their work times, their family life.
Absolutely. Because I used to go to all the council meetings, and since having a child, I've found it extremely difficult to get to anything because they're all at times that are mum times, when my partner's at work or whatever.
The other one is I don't think the live streaming's very good.
No.
So we're looking at how we could make that better.
That's good.
The other one I want to explore is being able to live stream community board meetings.
I would love that. I really would. Because community board meetings are, at least historically, that's the first time an issue gets aired. In the meeting cycle, the very first time it gets heard is at a community board.
So what will change a little bit with that potentially is the public engagement committee.
Oh, interesting.
So instead of them having to go to the community board and come through a long-winded process, they can come straight into the council.
So
there'll be two ways to get in, all right? So if it's a small thing the community board can deal with and just get it over with. But one of the things I saw with community boards is about consultation of the local community that's going to happen out in their part of the community.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I witnessed is we've had a process where if you're doing something at Aokato or Aokura, we talk about it at Inglewood and Yeranui for the same staff resource going to all of those meetings around the trap. So some of it will be a little bit of refining around that, and that'll take a bit of time to work through. But that... wasting time, right? Life's too hard.
Yeah, don't duplicate things that don't need duplicating.
So just going back to that public engagement thing, I really think it'll make a difference actually this year.
Yeah, I think so too. Will it be led by the same person every time?
Yes, that'll be one of the deputy people.
Yeah, okay, cool. And the people on the council so far who don't have haven't been appointed somewhere, are they going to be appointed to...
All the councillors you're talking about?
Yeah,
we worked through that.
Yeah.
So I put out an expression of interest, for want of a better term, for them all to say, hey, what are your interests?
What are you interested in?
This is the proposed structure. Where would you like to sit? They've all come back with that. So now we're just making, because I'm trying to make it so everyone's got a fairly even workload.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it so that there are not too many people doing, too few people doing too much of the work, in anyone. So I've tried to spread it across everyone so that where they are in the community, where they live, hopefully they've got that right. That's always difficult because what starts out living here today might not be there next year.
Yeah, we are a transient bunch. Yeah.
Well, all of that, but just saying, hey, mixing all your skills, mixing what we're having as a committee structure, putting it together.
Yeah.
And one of the things I found was I started on a whole lot of committees because I was like young and keen and didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you've got that much going on, you can't do any one thing justice.
Yep.
So rather than have, and they all want to be engaged and involved, so it's fitting them all into that spot.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, that's not a 5-minute job.
No, it's not. It's a bit of a puzzle, really.
Yeah, but we're not far away.
Okay, cool. I'm interested to see how it lands and who ends up where. I think that'll say a lot, I think.
Yeah, it probably will, but it's also, like, they've had a lot of their own say.
Yeah.
You know, so I've had to make a couple of little refinements and ask them to reconsider a couple of them.
Yeah.
Where they might like to be. And again, one of the things I've said is it doesn't need to be for 3 years. I want you to consider rotating around. But that's another discussion for 12 months' time.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. I'll be really interested to see how that goes because, in theory, I like the idea. I like the idea of rotating. I can see benefits in it.
Yeah, there's always unintended consequence of everything.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's right.
We'll just work through those.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to our monthly catch-ups.
Is it monthly?
Yes.
Oh, yep. I've heard you're a hard taskmaster. I didn't realise it was that hard.
Yep, monthly catch-ups. The first week of our rotating roster for conversations with Amir.
I'll ask Lisa to prioritise you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Seeing you so gentle the first time.
Yep, gotta be gentle the first time. Ease them in. Thank you so much for being here, Max. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.